home, doctors actually can extinguish the pandemic. So this has been a story of American heroes. It's been a story of worldwide success. McCullough's group is now part of a worldwide network of frontline physicians using repurposed drugs to save lives around the globe. These doctors have built networks and information banks outside of the government agency and university hegemony, allowing doctors to actually practice the art of healing. Their network includes the Bird Medical Coalition in the UK and Treatment Domiciliari COVID-19 Group in Italy, which conducts rallies to celebrate zero hospitalizations from this multi-drug approach. We have PANDA in South Africa, the COVID Medical Network in Australia, and so on, says McCullough. Despite the various government agencies and the Ivory Tower medical institutions literally not lifting a finger, COVID-19 independent doctors and hero organizations kicked in. And to this day, we're in the middle of the Delta outbreak. Guess who's treating the Delta patients? It's again not the academic medical centers or the government or even the large group practices. They're not touching these patients. Once again, it is independent physicians. It's independent doctors who are actually compassionately reaching out and using what we call the precautionary principle. They are using their best medical judgment and scientific data to apply therapy now and to practice the art of healing. For any of our academic colleagues that have said, Dr. McCullough, we need to wait for large, randomized trials, what I have always said is, listen, this is a mass casualty event. People are dying now. They're being hospitalized now. We can't wait for large, randomized trials. We need to be doctors. We need to start healing people. 2. Killing hydroxychloroquine. Most of my fellow Democrats understand that Dr. Fauci led an effort to deliberately derail America's access to life-saving drugs and medicines that might have saved hundreds of thousands of lives and dramatically shortened the pandemic. There is no other aspect of the COVID crisis that more clearly reveals the malicious intentions of a powerful vaccine cartel led by Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates to prolong the pandemic and amplify its mortal effects in order to promote their mischievous inoculations. From the outset, hydroxychloroquine, HCQ, and other therapeutics posed an existential threat to Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates' $48 billion COVID vaccine project, and particularly to their vanity drug remdesivir, in which Gates has a large stake. Under federal law, new vaccines and medicines cannot qualify for emergency use authorization, EUA, if any existing FDA-approved drug proves effective against the same malady. For FDA to issue an EUA, emergency use authorization, there must be no adequate, approved, and available alternative to the candidate product for diagnosing, preventing, or treating the disease or condition. Thus, if any FDA-approved drug like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin proved effective against COVID, pharmaceutical companies would no longer be legally allowed to fast-track their billion-dollar vaccines to market under emergency use authorization. Instead, vaccines would have to endure the years-long delays that have always accompanied methodical safety and efficacy testing, and that would mean less profits, more uncertainty, longer runways to market, and a disappointing end to the lucrative COVID-19 vaccine gold rush. Dr. Fauci has invested $6 billion in taxpayer lucre in the Moderna vaccine alone. His agency is co-owner of the patent and stands to collect a fortune in royalties. At least four of Fauci's hand-picked deputies are in line to collect royalties of $150,000 a year based on Moderna's success, and that's on top of the salaries already paid by the American public. So there was good reason that very powerful potentates of the medical cartel were already targeting HCQ long before President Trump began his infamous romance with the malaria remedy. President Trump's endorsement of HCQ on March 19, 2020, hyper-politicized the debate and gave Dr. Fauci's defamation campaign against HCQ a soft landing among Democrats and the media. Trump's critics relegated any further claims of HCQ efficacy to the same anti-science waste bin as Trump's notorious recommendation for bleach to cure COVID and his denial of climate change. But HCQ had a long history of safe medical use that got lost in the politics and propaganda. HCQ before Dr. Fauci's smear campaign. Dr. Fauci's challenge to prove that HCQ is dangerous was daunting because hydroxychloroquine is a 65-year-old formula that regulators around the globe long ago approved as both safe and effective against a variety of illnesses. HCQ is an analog of the quinine found in the bark of the cinchona tree that George Washington used to protect his troops from malaria. For decades, WHO has listed HCQ as an essential medicine, proven effective against a long list of ailments. It is a generally benign prescription medicine, far safer, according to the manufacturer's package inserts, than many popular over-the-counter drugs. Generations have used HCQ billions of times throughout the world, practically without restriction. During my many childhood trips to Africa, I took HCQ daily as a preventive against malaria, a ritual that millions of other African visitors and residents embrace. Long use has thoroughly established HCQ's safety and efficacy, such that most African countries authorize HCQ as an over-the-counter medication. Africans call the drug Sunday Sunday because millions of them take it religiously, once a week, as a malaria prophylaxis. It's probably not a coincidence that these nations enjoyed some of the world's lowest mortality rates from COVID. HCQ is the number one most used medication in India, the second most populous nation on the planet, with 1.3 billion people. Prior to the COVID pandemic, HCQ and its progenitor, chloroquine, were freely available over-the-counter in most of the world, including France, Canada, Iran, Mexico, Costa Rica, Panama, and many other countries. In the United States, the FDA has approved HCQ without limitation for 65 years, meaning that physicians can prescribe it for any off-label use. CDC's information sheet deems hydroxychloroquine safe for pregnant women, breastfeeding women, children, infants, elderly and immune-compromised patients, and healthy persons of all ages. The CDC sets no limits on the lengthy and indefinite use of hydroxychloroquine for the prevention of malaria. Many people in Africa and India take it for a lifetime. Since its recommended protocol as a remedy for COVID requires only 1 week's use, Dr. Fauci's sudden revelation that the drug is dangerous was specious at best. According to Dr. Peter McCullough, to date, there has not been a single credible report that the medication increases the risk of death in COVID-19 patients when prescribed by competent physicians who understand its safety profile. Efficacy against coronavirus with early intervention HCQ protocol. Some 200 peer-reviewed studies by government and independent researchers deem HCQ safe and effective against coronavirus, especially when taken prophylactically or when taken in the initial stages of illness along with zinc and Zithromax. In 32 studies of early outpatient treatment of COVID using hydroxychloroquine, 31 of the studies showed benefit, and only one study showed harm. The study showing harm resulted from a single patient in the treatment group requiring hospitalization. When all the studies are collected together, despite having different outcome measures, the average benefit is 64%. This means that subjects who received hydroxychloroquine were only 36% as likely to reach the negative outcomes as subjects in the control groups. The scientific literature first suggested that HCQ or CQ might be effective treatments for coronavirus in 2004. In that era, following an outbreak, Chinese and Western governments were pouring millions of dollars into an effort to identify existing, aka repurposed medicines, that were effective against coronaviruses. With HCQ, they had stumbled across the Holy Grail. In 2004, Belgian researchers found that chloroquine was effective at viral killing at doses equivalent to those used to treat malaria, i.e. doses that are safe. A CDC study published in 2005 in the Virology Journal, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread, demonstrated that CQ quickly eliminated coronavirus in primate cell culture during the SARS outbreak. That study concludes, "We report that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS coronavirus infection of primate cells, both before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage." This conclusion was particularly threatening to vaccine makers, since it implies that chloroquine functions both as a preventive vaccine as well as a cure for SARS coronavirus. Common sense would presume it to be effective against other coronavirus strains. Worse still for Dr. Fauci and his vaccine-making friends, a NIAID study and a Dutch paper, both in 2014, confirmed chloroquine was effective against MERS, still another coronavirus. In response to their studies, physicians worldwide discovered early in the pandemic that they could successfully treat high-risk COVID-19 patients as outpatients within the first 5 to 7 days of the onset of symptoms with a chloroquine drug alone or with a cocktail consisting of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin or doxycycline. Multiple scholarly contributions to the literature quickly confirmed the efficacy of hydroxychloroquine and hydroxychloroquine-based combination treatment when administered within days of COVID symptoms. Studies confirming this occurred in China, France, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Italy, India, New York City, upstate New York, Michigan, and Brazil. HCQ's first prominent champion was Dr. Didier Raoult, the iconic French infectious disease professor, who has published more than 2,700 papers and is famous for having discovered 100 microorganisms, including the pathogen that causes Whipple's disease. On March 17, 2020, Dr. Raoult provided a preliminary report on 36 patients treated successfully with hydroxychloroquine and sometimes azithromycin at his institution in Marseille. In April, Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko, MD, an upstate New York physician and early HCQ adopter, reproduced Dr. Didier Raoult's startling successes by dramatically reducing expected mortalities among 800 patients Zelenko treated with the HCQ cocktail. By late April of 2020, U.S. doctors were widely prescribing HCQ to patients and family members, reporting outstanding results and taking it themselves prophylactically. In May 2020, Dr. Harvey Riesch, MD, PhD, published the most comprehensive study to date on HCQ's efficacy against COVID. Riesch is Yale University's supereminent professor of epidemiology, an illustrious world authority on the analysis of aggregate clinical data. Dr. Riesch concluded that evidence is unequivocal for early and safe use of the HCQ cocktail. Dr. Riche published his work, a meta-analysis reviewing 5 outpatient studies, in affiliation with the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the American Journal of Epidemiology, under the urgent title Early Outpatient Treatment of Symptomatic High-Risk COVID-19 Patients That Should Be Ramped Up Immediately as Key to Pandemic Crisis. He further demonstrated with specificity how HCQ's critics, largely funded by Bill Gates and Dr. Tony Fauci, had misinterpreted, misstated, and misreported negative results by employing faulty protocols, most of which showed HCQ efficacy administered without zinc and Zithromax, which were known to be helpful. But their main trick for ensuring the protocols failed was to wait until late in the disease process before administering HCQ, when it is known to be ineffective. Dr. Riche noted that evidence against HCQ used late in the course of the disease is irrelevant. While acknowledging that Dr. Didier Raoult's powerful French studies favoring HCQ efficacy were not randomized, Riche argued that the results were nevertheless so stunning as to far outweigh that deficit. The first study of HCQ plus AZ showed a 50-fold benefit of HCQ plus AZ versus standard of care. This is such an enormous difference that it cannot be ignored, despite lack of randomization. Riche has pointed out that the supposed need for randomized placebo-controlled trials is a shibboleth. In 2014, the Cochrane collaboration proved in a landmark meta-analysis of 10,000 studies that observational studies of the kind produced by Dr. Didier Raoult are equal in predictive ability to randomized placebo-controlled trials. Furthermore, Riche observed that it is highly unethical to deny patients promising medications during a pandemic, particularly those which, like HCQ, have long-standing safety records. So, against all that I've shared here, Dr. Fauci offered up one answer. Hydroxychloroquine should not be used because we don't understand the mechanism it uses to defeat COVID. Another shibboleth transparently invoked to defeat common sense. Regulators do not understand the mechanism of action of many drugs, but they nonetheless license those that are effective and safe. The fact is that we know more about how HCQ beats COVID than we know about the actions of many other medicines, including, notably, Dr. Fauci's darlings, mRNA vaccines, and remdesivir. Furthermore, an August 2020 paper from Baylor University by Dr. Peter McCullough et al. Described mechanisms by which the components of the HCQ cocktail exert antiviral effects. McCullough shows that the efficacy of the HCQ cocktail is based on the pharmacology of the hydroxychloroquine ionophore acting as the gun and zinc as the bullet, while azithromycin potentiates the antiviral effect. An even more expansive September 30, 2020 meta-review summarizes more recent research, concluding that all the studies on early administration of HCQ within a week following infection demonstrate efficacy, while studies of HCQ administered later in the illness show mixed results. In March 2020, Nature published a paper demonstrating the specific mechanisms in tissue culture by which chloroquine stops viral reproduction. In April 2020, a team of Chinese scientists published a preprint of a 62-patient placebo-controlled trial of hydroxychloroquine, resulting in demonstrably improved time to recovery and less progression to severe disease in the treated group. In May 2020, a Chinese expert consensus group recommended doctors use chloroquine routinely for mild, moderate, and severe cases of COVID-19 pneumonia. A national study in Finland in May 2021 showed a 5x efficacy, and national studies in Canada and Saudi Arabia showed 3x efficacy. I'll stop gilding the lily here and ask the listener, was hydroxychloroquine some crazy baseless idea, or ought regulators to have honestly investigated it as a potential remedy during a raging pandemic? Pharma's war on HCQ. The prospect of an existing therapeutic drug with an expired patent that could outperform any vaccine in the war against COVID posed a momentous threat to the pharmaceutical cartel. Among the features pharma companies most detest is low cost, and HCQ is about $10 per course. Compare that to more than $3,000 per course for Dr. Fauci's beloved remdesivir. No surprise, pharmaceutical interests launched their multinational preemptive crusade to restrict and discredit HCQ starting way back in January 2020, months before the WHO declared a pandemic, and even longer before President Trump's controversial March 19th endorsement. On January 13th, when rumors of Wuhan flu COVID-19 began to circulate, the French government took the bizarre, inexplicable, unprecedented, and highly suspicious step of reassigning HCQ from an over-the-counter to a prescription medicine. Without citing any studies, French health officials quietly changed the status of HCQ to List 2 poisonous substance and banned its over-the-counter sales. This absolutely remarkable coincidence repeated itself a few weeks later when Canadian health officials did the exact same thing, quietly removing the drug from pharmacy shelves. A physician from Zambia reported to Dr. Harvey Riche that in some villages and cities, organized groups of buyers emptied drugstores of HCQ and then burned the medication in bonfires outside the towns. South Africa destroyed 2 tons of life-saving hydroxychloroquine.